This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral meetings today with her counterpart in Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. The president also held delegation-level talks. Four memorandums of understanding, or MOUs, were signed in areas of art and culture, sports, youth affairs and pharmaceuticals. India has also announced to deliver 1,000 metric tons of rice to Malawi. The president also visited the National War Memorial in Malawi. Filing of nomination has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, in Bihar, the notification for the by-election on four assembly seats has been issued today. With the notification, the process of nomination has started. Polling will be held on the 13th of November in four assembly segments of Imamganj, Belaganj, Ramgarh and Tarari in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that smooth governance, fast decision-making and transparency in governance have helped attract investors and investment in NDA-governed states. Addressing an NDA leaders' meeting in Chandigarh yesterday, Mr. Modi said the NDA government is fulfilling the rising aspirations of common citizens and it has been the distinction of the NDA government to ensure last-mile delivery, which has helped build trust in the public towards the government since 2014. Calling the victory in Haryana significant and historic, Mr. Modi said that NDA has secured the trust and support of all sections of society. During the meeting, a resolution congratulating Mr. Modi on NDA-BJP's victory in the Haryana Assembly elections was adopted. Another resolution on the subject of celebrating 75 years of the making of Constitution of India as Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav was also adopted. Bhutan's Energy and Natural Resources Minister Leonpo Jemsharing met with Power Minister Manohar Lal in New Delhi today. The meeting focused on strengthening the long-standing cooperation between the two nations in the hydropower sector. Both sides discussed enhancing their collaboration to further boost energy production from the Pune 1 Hydroelectric Power HEP project. Mr. Manohar Lal reaffirmed India's commitment to advancing hydropower development with Bhutan. He assured full support to Bhutan in this critical area of collaboration, underscoring the strategic and mutually beneficial nature of these projects. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court today granted bail to AAP leader and former Delhi cabinet minister Satyendra Jain in a money laundering case after 2 years. Jain was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate or ED on 30th of May 2022 on charges of laundering money through four companies allegedly linked to him. He is currently in judicial custody. The government has invited comments on the Draft Arbitration and Conciliation Amendment Bill 2024. The Law and Justice Ministry said the government has taken several steps to strengthen the dispute resolution environment in the country and to promote ease of doing business. The ministry said the Department of Legal Affairs is presently in the process of considering further amendments in the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996. The aim and purpose of the bill is to provide further boost to institutional arbitration, reduce court intervention in arbitrations, and ensure timely conclusion of arbitration proceedings. The department has invited comments from the public by the 3rd of next month. In cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli and Sarfaraz Khan scored 70 runs each, while Rohit Sharma made 52 runs. An Indian batter Virat Kohli has become the fourth Indian batsman to reach 9,000 test runs in the ongoing match against New Zealand at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. He reached the milestone during India's second innings. Kohli is the fourth Indian batter to achieve this feat after Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid and Sunil Gavaskar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.